Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitzi Yudal Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yudal Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, HaBayur Kitnias B'Yamtif. One who wants to be Bayur Kitnias on Yamtif, Beishame Aymer and Bayur Eichel, Eichel V'Eichel. You have to be Bayur the Eichel, and then you have to eat it right away. So you have to take the good away from the bad, and then you have to eat it right away. No, you can even take the bad away from the good. And also, you could do it in your lap, but you could also do it with a kli. You could use a kanan and a tamchoy to do the bayir. But you can't use these other kalim, which are typically used when a person wants to do bayir in large amounts, because then it gives the appearance like you're doing bayir letzarech chol, not just letzarech yamtif. Another way you could be bayir the kidneys is you put it into a pot, and then you pour some water in the pot, and like that, either the eichel or the psalas rises to the top, and you separate the eichel from the psalas. Says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisam, Rabbi Gamliel. When did Beis Hillel say that you could take away the bad from the good when you do the bayir, to take away the bad from the good? That's kesha eichel meruba la psalas. That's when there's more eichel than psalas, so it's easier to take away the bad from the good. That's why they said it, that that's what you have to do. Aval psalas meruba la eichel, but if it's more psalas than eichel, and in that case it would be more work to take away the psalas and eichel, it's easier to take the eichel from the psalas, so then divrei akol. So then Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that you have to take away the eichel because that's last tircha. Says the Gemara, psalas meruba la'eichel mi'ika man deshari. Are you allowed to take away the eichel when it's more psalas than eichel? If there's more psalas than eichel, there's only a little bit of eichel, so then it's bottled to the psalas. That's going to be a problem of muksa. So says the Gemara, le'tzricha de'nafesh b'tircha v'zuter b'shiura. No, we don't mean to say that there's more psalas than eichel. There's more psalas than eichel, like we just said, then it would be muksa. There's more work to take away the psalas than the eichel. When we said meruba, we were talking about the work. If the type of psalas and eichel it is such that it would be more work to take away the psalas than it would be to take the eichel, so then everybody agrees you have to take away the eichel. But in the Hanami, we're not talking about where quantitatively that there's more psalas than eichel, because then you would have this muksa issue. Rabbi Gamliel Aymer Af Mediach V'Sheila. So what's this process? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Amr Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok Kach Haya Minagan Shabes Rabbi Gamliel. This is what they used to do. Aishas Rabbi Gamliel, this is what she used to do. Shahayu Mevi and Dali Malay Adashim Umetzif and Olav Mayim. They would bring a bucket with lentils in it. They pour the water in, and like that, Venimsa Eichel Amatu Psalas Amayla. And like that, the food part, which was heavier, would sink to the bottom, and the psalas would rise to the top, would float to the top, and you get rid of the psalas. Ah, Batani Ebcha. We learned in the Braisa that it was the opposite phenomenon, that the Eichel went to the top, and the psalas went to the bottom. So does the psalas go to the top, or does the psalas go to the bottom? So says the Gemara, like Asher, it depends what the psalas is. Ha ba'afra, ha begile. If the psalas is dirt, that's heavier, so then it's going to sink to the bottom. If the psalas is gile, if it's straw, so then it's going to rise to the top. Says the Gemishna Vayter, b'shame oimrim, ein mishalchem b'yamtiv elamonis. If you want to send a gift to your friend on Yamtiv, so the rule that everyone's going to agree to is that it has to be something that your friend could use on Yamtiv. Beis Shammai says it has to be something which is already ready to be used on Yamtiv. So you have to send him the already cooked food. You could send him the animal, whether it's alive, shechted, it doesn't matter, because he could shecht it, he could cook it, and then he could use it, so therefore that's fine. And also, Mishalchen Yenois, Shmanim, Shlasois, Ekitnios. You can send them all these different things, some wine, oil, flour, Ekitnios, Avalai Tfuah. You just can't send them Tfuah, because Tfuah was to be typically prepared using a Machteshes Gedailo, which is Asar Nyamtif, so that you can't send him. Reb Shimon Matir B'Tfuah. He said you could even send Tfuah, because Lamaisa, you could use a Machteshes Ketana to prepare certain types of foods, and therefore Lamaisa is technically usable, and therefore he held you could send these things as well. Tani, we learned, Tani Rav Yechiel, Ubavachal Yasenu Beshura. Everybody, each Madamer Kafi Mashahu, they say that you could send these gifts to your friend, but you can't send it to him in a Shura. What's a shura? So tana in shura p'chusa mishleisha b'nei adam. A shura is not less than three people. Meaning three people or more is already considered a shura. That you can't send a gift with three people or more. Rashi says because it looks like you're taking it to sell it in the shuk. Bai Rav Ashi tlasa gavri utlasa minei mai. What's the din if you send three people with three different minim? So do we say each min has one person sending it? Or do we say that no, since three people are going together, so that's considered a shura, so that teku will have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. Rav Shimon matir b'tfuah. Rav Shimon was matir to send even tfuah. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon matir b'tfuah. Why is that? So says the Braisa, kugain chitin lasis men ludiois. You could send wheat because he could use it to make ludiois, a certain type of food. Sairim litin lefnei behemtoi. Use barley, your animal could eat. Adashim lasis men resisin. There's all different types of foods you could make with these things, and therefore Rav Shimon held that you could send these things to your friend on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Vayter, other things you could send your friend, Mishalchin Kalim, you could send clothing, Bein Tfurin, Bein Shein Tfurin, whether it's sewn or if it's not sewn. Even if it's not sewn, we'll see in the Gemara, you could use it as a blanket. V'afa pishyesh ben kalayim, and even if it's kalayim, that's also going to be fine, and the Gemara will explain why, if it's kalayim, what's your friend going to do with it. Behin l'tzara chamayit, as long as they're l'tzara chamayit, so that's all mutter. Avulay sandal hamasumer, but you can't send him cleats, shoes with the metal spikes, so we'll see in the Gemara why. Vulay minal sheinei tafer, not a shoe which isn't sewn. And Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, afle minal lavan, mimnesha tzarech uman, you also can't send him a white shoe, because he needs an uman to blacken it, they always wore black shoes, so a white shoe is gonna have nothing to do with, you can't send him the white shoe. This is the golden rule. Anything that your friend can enjoy on Yom Tov, so then you could send it to him. And if not, then that's not something that you could send to him. So says the Gemara, Bishlam etfurin, clothing which are sewn, chazulam albush. I understand, you could use that to wear for clothing. She'ed furin nami, chazul chasuye. Even if it's not sewn, you could use it as a blanket. El klayim l'may chazu. What's he gonna do with klayim? V'chi teimo chazul l'may machtu say that he could sit on it. V'hatanib, we learned in the Braisa, that lo yala alecha. The Torah says the klayim can't go on you. So we darshan from there, midaraisa, avol atu yachol l'hatsioi tachtecha. That you're allowed to put it underneath you and sit on it. However, avol amru chachamim, also lasis kaina. You can't do it, because shema tikarech l'inima, al besaroi, maybe al thread will go out from the klayim and go on top of you, and therefore you can't even sit on klayim. So why could you send this to him? That he'll use it, he'll sit on it, and he'll put something in between. Then even if you have 10 sheets, one on top of the other, it will klayim tachtein, and klayim is on the bottom level, you're not allowed to sleep on them. So you see, even if it's all the way on the bottom and you have something that's mafsig in between, it's still aser. We still have this gzera that maybe we'll end up bringing it to the top. So ela beviloi, maybe he'll tell me you could send the klayim to him because your friend could use it as a window curtain. But that doesn't work either, because v'ha'amar ula b'pnei ma'amru viloin tame. Why is it that they said that a curtain is tame? Why don't we consider it like the house, that it's not makabel tama? B'pnei shashamish mischamim kenegdai. Because sometimes the shamish, he'll make himself warm by wrapping himself in the curtain, and therefore it's like a coat. So therefore it's a regular article of clothing, and it's makabel tuma. For that same reason, you wouldn't be able to have a vilain that's made out of klayim. So ela bekashin. So rather we'll say that we're talking about that it's hard material. So if it's hard material, then already there's no problem to sit on top of it. We don't have such a gzeira that the thread will come out. V'chihad amar ravuna braid rav Yeshua, that hainamta gamda de norash sharia, and also this hard felt of norash, that's mutter, there's no problem to sit on it. Amra papa ar delayin ein ben mishum kalayim, and also this material that they used to put underneath their shoes, so there's no problems that's made out of kalayim. And amar rava hanitzrare depshite ein ben mishum. These pouches that were used to hold coins, so the coins would make the material very hard. Also, there's no problems with any threads coming out. There's no problems of klayim. The bizrane, but if it's a seed bag, so then it's not going to be so hard. Then yesh ben mishum klayim. Rav Ashi Amar, echad zeh ve'echad zeh ein ben mishum klayim. He held that even a seed bag is no problem of klayim. Because that's not the typical way to get warmth, and therefore he held that there's no problems of klayim.